Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Every week, one of our colleagues from the Straits Times analyzes and breaks down the week's biggest headlines for us. And today we're joined by Joanna Siao, and she's the manpower correspondent for the Straits Times. And she's going to share with us more about the advanced estimates released by the Ministry of Manpower early this week. They said that the income of Singaporeans and permanent residents took a hit not felt since 2004 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Joanna, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.
It's always wonderful to have you here. So Joanna, first up, let's get a rough idea of the numbers and what do they actually mean?
Sure. So like you mentioned, the one that struck me the most was the income figures. Mm. And median incomes for locals, which means Singaporeans and PRs, it fell for the first time in 16 years. It didn't fall by a lot, so just 0.6% or about $30. And that placed the nominal median income at $4,534 as of the middle of this year. And after taking inflation into account, the real median income also fell by 0.3%. So all these figures are for people in full-time employment, and they include employer CPF contributions. And I guess we would have been expecting this, given that it was reported last month that about 250,000 workers saw a pay cut between March and September this year, based on notifications received by the MOM. And it ties in with how bad the recession is this time. The report also showed that the employment rate for locals aged 15 and up fell to 64.5% in June, which was the lowest since 2014. But MOM did note that this is a smaller decrease than in past recession.
So what do these estimates reveal about the impact of the pandemic on the different income brackets for Singaporeans and PRs?
Well, it's definitely worth noting that low-income earners, so that's those at the 20th percentile, fared worse than, you know, the median Singaporean and PR. So real income for those at the 20th percentile dropped by 4.5%. Compared with, you know, 0.3% at the median. So MOM said this is because the industries more adversely affected by the pandemic tend to have a high concentration of low-income earners. For example, taxi drivers and hawkers were affected by the plunge in tourist arrivals, more remote working, and F&B closures during the circuit breaker. And there were some government payouts to help this group of low-income earners, so like the one-off workfare special payment this year. And when you add these in, the income level at the 20th percentile is pretty similar compared with last year's level. But I think in the longer term, we also need to look at how to help lower-income groups be more resilient to disruption. And there is a tripartite work group on lower-wage workers, which involves employers, union leaders, and senior civil servants coming together to suggest ways to boost the well-being of low-income workers. So Manpower Minister Josephine Teo also said yesterday that the group will have an update in the near future.
So Joanna, maybe you can tell us, how did non-PMETs fare in comparison to PMETs?
Okay, so the report showed that similar to the situation for low-income earners, non-PMETs tend to be more concentrated in industries which were more severely impacted by COVID-19. So like construction, retail trade, F&B services, and their jobs are also less suitable for remote work. So they were pretty badly hit by the circuit breaker period. And this played out in indicators like the unemployment rates and working hours. So non-PMETs saw a steeper increase in their unemployment rates and a greater reduction in their working hours compared with PMETs. And shorter working hours could have a big impact on the earnings of non-PMETs too, because they may have been relying on overtime pay or commission for a large part of their salaries.
Let's talk about overall unemployment though. How has Singapore fared so far?
Okay, a bright spot in yesterday's update from MOM was that the increase in unemployment rates has slowed. So in October, which is the latest data that's available, the unemployment rate for Singaporeans and the overall rate, which includes foreigners, remained the same as in September. While for residents, it rose to 4.8%, which is 0.1 percentage point up from September. So it was the same for partly, and then just 0.1 percentage point for one group. And the unemployment rates before that had been rising quite quickly since March. So currently, they're at similar levels to previous recessions during the Asian financial crisis in 1998 and the global financial crisis in 2009. But they're still lower than the peak in 2003 during the SARS crisis. And hopefully we've seen the worst of the job losses now that the circuit breaker is over. But we will have to see how readily companies take to the next phase of government support for hiring and training workers after the wage support and the job support scheme tapers off next year.
So, Joanna, we've covered the different income brackets. We've covered PMETs versus non-PMETs. We've spoken a little bit about unemployment. Can you tell me more about the different age groups? What factor did that play in the statistics?
Oh, this was another interesting aspect of the report. And maybe I can talk about the employment rates, which were impacted quite differently for different age groups. So for young people aged 15 to 24, they were the worst hit, and they saw their employment rate fall this year compared to last year. So MWEM said this was because like the sectors they commonly work in, such as F&B services, admin and support services, and retail trade, saw employment contract significantly amid the pandemic. And the employment rate for these young people, who make up about 6% of the resident workforce, has also been on a downward trend in recent years because more of them have been furthering their studies. So it's kind of like a two-pronged reason. But basically, for young people, their employment rate fell. On the other hand, for older residents aged 65 and over, they actually fared better. So in June this year, the employment rate was actually higher compared with last year. And this could be because, you know, there have been ongoing efforts to boost the employability, and also because there was higher demand for essential services like cleaning and security due to the pandemic. And, you know, cleaning and security firms tend to employ more older workers. I also just wanted to highlight that the report is on mid-year data. So there have been other reports released by MOM recently with quarterly data showing, so they have actually released data that covers beyond June. But the report that came out that we're talking about now is up till June. So since then, the employment situation has improved somewhat. So we should hopefully see local employment rates picking up too.
That's great to hear, Joanna. Always good to end on a positive note. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rachel.
We've been speaking with Joanna Siao, Manpower Correspondent for The Straits Times, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.